Swedes will spread out and get set to kick the football away. They won the toss and elected to kick off. They will kick from the 40, south to north. The freshman long blast to kick into the air. We are underway as it heads towards Dalton Lockwood. It'll bounce at the 5 and tumble into the end zone. Kimball will take over. First down and 10 at its own 20-yard line to start tonight's Class C1 clash, Gothenburg and Kimball.
That's going to be interesting to see how Kimball handles his first drive, obviously without Jake Dom, but got 10 other players on that field and one more filling Jake's spot tonight. You can bet they're going to be pumped up after the big win last week. Talking to some of the fans, they were excited at the way they feel, dedicating this field to Keith Stair, a longtime Kimball coach, and they're ready to come out and prove that they are a good football team.
Here comes the double wing. They're uptight with Ferguson at quarterback. Toss is going to go to Lockwood looking for some blocking. Ferguson will put a block down. Lockwood trying to stretch the field, and he's grabbed by two or three Swedes after a short gain. In on the tackle was Dylan Gartner. We talked about him in the open, 265-pound sophomore. Taylor Schwanz also in on the hit. So it's a gain of 4. Second down 6 coming up for the Longhorns.
Boy, from up here, it didn't look like he appeared to get that much yardage, but he's very patient. He let his blockers get out in front of him, and then right at the last second, headed up the sideline and made some good positive yardage.
Lockwood last week, 6 carries for 49 yards. Second down and 6 at the Kimball 24. No score, second play of the game, and we've got movement and bodies colliding on the offensive line as Hunter Ballaman on that offensive line may have driven off Big Gartner, who just helped make a tackle. And no, they're going to say that Ballaman jumped first. So a 5-yard penalty, false start on the Longhorns, first penalty of the game. And Ballaman in there right away. He was penciled in as an initial starter. Talked with Coach Peterson before the game, and he said James Ferguson would get the start. And now we see Hunter Ballaman out there getting the start. So eventually they go back to Ballaman, 5'10", 255 senior. Second down and 11 from the Longhorn 19. First quarter, Lockwood goes in motion left to right, and more movement up front. Kimball may be going back another 5. They will. The officials on the far sideline going to signal another false start, and the Longhorns, after a 4-yard gain on first down, have now lost 10 yards on 2 straight penalty spots.
Well, and that's one thing that will drive a coach absolutely nuts, because this is one thing they work on all week long in practice, the cadence count, and that shouldn't be new to the offensive line. They hear that all week long with quarterback Kendall Ferguson back there, and so that just maybe it might be a little bit of the nerves, but they need to get that ironed out.
Second and 16 from their own 14. Movement on the defensive line, but Kendall Ferguson gets the snap off. He's going to keep it to the far side on a design quarterback sweep. He gains about 2 yards is all, and it'll be third down and long for the Longhorn offense. May get a chance to showcase Kendall Ferguson's arm here on third down and long, as he only gained about 2.
Now it'll be important to see how the pass protection is when you're deep in your territory. On the ball's on the 17-yard line, and if it is a pass play, that means Ferguson will drop down to about the 10-yard line. So important to keep the quarterback protected here when you're deep in your own territory.
45 seconds into the ball game, no score. Double wing formation, third down and 13 from the Longhorn 17-yard line. Fake the handoff, play action pass. Ferguson trying to step away from trouble and slings a pass out to Lockwood at the 25-yard line. It is incomplete. Coverage on the play by Cody Ostergaard and Tyler Aiden for the Swedes, and Kimball is forced to kick.
Now, not the starting series that Kimball was looking for. The 2 penalties for false starts obviously hurt him when you back up 10 extra yards, but one thing that they need to get ironed out, get those jitters out of the way, and play some hard-nosed football.
Dangerous, dangerous return man for the Swedes in those gold pants with Gothenburg in maroon across the front, red numbers, white uniforms, dark helmets, and a yellow-green as the kick comes away on fourth down as Maracek will let it hit inside the Kimball 50 and then bounce over the midfield stripe and out of bounds. So good job by the Longhorns not to give Maracek a chance to return the football. He is a state medalist in sprints, took 5th place last year in Class B state track in the 100 and the 200. So keep it away from that guy, and they did.
Well, and they did. It was angled off to the sideline right from the start. It wasn't a shank. It was a good kick. The punter was actually standing back about on the 5-yard line. So that was a 45-yard punt from where he kicked the ball to where it went out of bounds.
Gothenburg will start with it just an eyelash short of midfield. 2 running backs, 1 receiver to the near side. 1 minute gone by, no score. Handoff up the middle. Aiden's going to push the pile forward for 4 yards. and it'll bring up second down and mid-range for the Gothenburg offense. Aiden the up man, 5'10", 180 junior, has 191 yards on the season, a couple of touchdowns.
Down by Bernie Bridge.
Oh, and they're testing the bigger Kimball defensive line off right off the bat. Kimball offensive line had a pretty good surge, and remember, they're being outweighed by the Kimball defense by about 23 pounds.
Sophomore Bridge giving credit on the tackle, second down and six from the Horn 46. Graham's going to keep and have the first down on the far side of the field. Two plays and a first down for the Swedes. Kendall Ferguson in on the tackle. Jake Reeder, too, helping out, number 56 from his defensive line spot. He's just a freshman, and Jake Reeder with 18 tackles to lead the team coming into the season, or coming into this game, rather. 6 foot, 190-pound freshman Jacob Reeder in 56.
8-yard gain for Jackson Graham, and Gothenburg's first down of the game.
First and 10 from the Kimball 38. No score, 10-15 to play. First quarter, two running backs. They'll give it to Aiden again. He puts a stiff arm out on Bridge, has a first down to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, and forced out of bounds at the 5-yard line. A touchdown saving tackle made by Trevin Hinton, the free safety, as Aiden gets Gothenburg in first down and goal. 33 yards.
Yep, I was just figuring that up. And good blocking, good patience by Aiden to follow his blockers out there.
And they see something over the right side of that line behind Big Trey Ostergaard and Brandon McMichael, the tackle and guard. They've been running to that side the entire drive. Fourth play coming up, 10:05 to play, and with the force out of bounds, clock is stopped. First down and goal, Swedes inside the Kimball red zone from the 5. I formation, Graham. They'll fake it up the middle, keep it on the option, and Kendall Ferguson twists him down. A loss on the play as Alan Munoz also helping out. Good defensive play by Kendall Ferguson, Bob, off the defensive end spot.
Yeah, ended up losing 2 yards on the game. Good anticipation. He fought off through the Gothenburg blockers, got in their backfield to make that loss.
Gothenburg looking for the first score of the football game, 9:32 to play. First quarter live in Kimball on KSID. They'll send a receiver out to the left side. It's Tanner Schwanz, the senior. Offset eye, handed to Aiden, cuts the field. Aiden pulls his way into the end zone. Touchdown, Swedes. A 7-yard touchdown run by Aiden. And the Swedes go on top, 6-0.
And Aiden, with that carry, carried the ball 44 yards here on that drive, and rightly so, Gothenburg gives him the ball to make that score.
Third touchdown of the season for Tyler Aiden, and the freshman long will be in the place to kick up and good, as this long has a good leg, kicks that one through no problem. 7-0 Gothenburg, first quarter. We'll be right back on KSID. This is Kimball Longhorn Football. A 1 minute, 49-second, 5-play drive for the Gothenburg Swedes. 7-0 as Aiden takes in a 7-yard touchdown run. Gothenburg looked very good on that opening drive, Bob. They just went right down the field and used the right side of the field, saw something on that far side that they liked, and able to get the first score of the game, 7-0 Swedes.
And Kimball defensive coaches are going to have to make that adjustment. Obviously, Gothenburg saw something either in a film or the coaches that they talked to prior to the game, and felt that that was something they could exploit. And like you said, I think over 6 plays they had that time, 4 of them went to that right side.
Land and Lockwood back to receive the kick for Kimball on the north end of the field as it's in the air headed towards Lockwood. He'll corral it at the 6. Now to the 10, 15, wall set up 20, and he's tackled by a pair of Swedes at the 24-yard line. Kimball will start first down and 10. First man to get him, Cody Ostergaard, helped out by Andrew Kennedy, a 155-pound senior. Kimball's got the ball for the second time, and again starting at their own 24 with 9:13 to play, down by a touchdown.
And the wind is blowing, but it's actually going across the field. It's blowing into our face, so it's coming out of the east, blowing to the west. So that won't have a big effect if you're going up and down the field, but it might have an effect if you're trying to throw that cross field pass.
First down and 10 from the 24, double wing formation. Motion man was Land. He'll take the pitch, headed to the near sideline, strung out for a short gain. Multiple tacklers for the Swedes on the play. Tanner Schwanz, Cody Ostergaard, those two corners. And it'll be second down, another 4-yard run. Longhorns opened up the first possession with a 4-yard run. and then a couple of false start penalties back-to-back really put them in a tough position. They ended up kicking it away. Second down and six from their own 28. Pitch will go to Lockwood again. This time they try the wide side of the field, cuts it back up inside, and then hit at the 30-yard line and drops. Third down on the way, just a gain of 1.5 or maybe 2. Sheets and Wilson on the tackle for Gothenburg.
Yeah, able to pick up at least 2, but that's one thing I'm sure Kimball would like to do is that on a third down when they have less than a yard or two, they don't want to stay in this third and long situation and Gothenburg knowing that they're going to have to pass.
And that's a long 4-2. Third down and fourth, a Longhorn 31, another double wing set, and Kimball down by 7, trying to pick up a big third down here in the first quarter. They'll fake it to the wide side. Inside handoff to Lockwood, and he is upended for a loss on the play. Tackle made on the play by Kyle DeMaray, a 175-pound senior, came in with a fumble recovery. But a loss, Bob, of a yard, and Kimball will be forced, it looks like, to kick it again.
Oh, it was a good play selection, you know, a little bit misdirection, but Gothenburg, the good defensive coaching that they get, you know, they played heads up. They didn't follow the fake of the ball.
Under 7:55, high snap on fourth down. Ferguson gets this high punt away. Maracek calling for a fair catch. He'll let it hit at the 44. Bounces inside the 35. Terrific Longhorn roll. And it will be touched dead at the 29-yard line by Jeff Greenwood. So Kimball able to get a great punt from Kendall Ferguson, and the Swedes will have to go 70 yards.
And that ball went way high in the air. That was a real good punt by Ferguson, and that allowed the pursuit of the Kimball defenders to get downfield. And you're right, Muracek did the smart thing. He did call for the fair catch, but then the ball just came down and kind of died, and by then the Kimball defenders were right there and got the lucky roll to get down there a little bit further.
Longhorns line up defensively, facing the south side of the field. Gothenburg driving right to left. Broken play. Toss goes to Muracek. He somehow gets away from all the Horn defenders. Races by Bridge. There's the breakaway speed we heard about, and Muracek is going to take it to the house. 20, 10, touchdown, Gothenburg. 70 yards. That was a busted play, and Muracek just turned it to the other side of the field and outran everybody. This is a young man with 2 medals, finished in 5th place in the 100 and 200 meter dash at state track last year, and a 70-yard touchdown run. That's a tough one.
And that's the first time he's actually touched the ball tonight, because on the 2 previous kicks that he lined up for kick returns, he didn't touch the ball, went for 70 yards and a touchdown.
So the Swedes will line up and try the extra point with a 13-0 lead, 7:29 to play in the first quarter. Long has stepped off his positioning and ready for the snap and the hold. Snap is there. Hold is perfect. The kick is on its way, and it also is perfect. Gothenburg taking a 14-0 lead, 7:29 to play in the first quarter. We'll be right back. This is Kimball Longhorn Football on KSID. And welcome back to Keith Stair Field in Kimball, Nebraska. I'm Dave Collins along with Bob Hilbert. Time for the Longhorns to respond. Gothenburg has come out on the road, taking a 14-0 lead, a 70-yard touchdown run by Muracek moments ago on a busted play that he just made something happen. And that put Gothenburg up 13-0, Long with an extra point. 14-zip. Kimball about to receive the kick. Landon Lockwood standing back inside the 5 for the big return. 7:29 left here in the first. Side-spinning kick that'll hit at the 19, now the 10. Lockwood's got it at the 6. At the sideline, he'll take it towards the middle of the field, and he's sandwiched inside the 15-yard line by the Swedes. Special teamers on the hit. Dylan McMichael, a 150-pound senior. And the Horns will have it first down and 10.
Going back to that touchdown by Gothenburg, you know, I'm sure the Kimball defenders saw that Muracek had the ball, and in the back of their minds, you know, they were pursuing to the side of the field that the play was going. But like you say, it was a busted play, just miscommunications on their side, and Muracek just basically turned it, put it in reverse, and backed across the other side of the field and basically just outran everybody on the Kimball defense.
First down and 10 for the Longhorns at their own 14. Ferguson under center in the double wing. Kendall will keep it himself. Cut back inside. Nowhere to go. Ferguson twisted down by Logan Sheets and Levi Walker. May have gotten back to the line of scrimmage, but good pursuit by the linebacking crew that we mentioned in the pregame. Gothenburg's linebackers, very good, and make a tackle for minus 1.
Kimball front line just going to have to do a better job of blocking. Gothenburg's pursuing very well. Right now, Gothenburg's winning the line both on their offensive and defensive side.
And when these two match up, DA line and offensive line, when Kimball's offensively out there, it's pretty even weight-wise. I think just 1 pound difference. 4-4, look for the Gothenburg D. Second down at the 13-yard line for the Horns. Second and 11. Lockwood will try the sweep on the outside. Puts his shoulder into a defender. A short gain. It'll be third down and long. Longhorns content to try and run the football on the stop. Brandon McMichael, the senior. Do they open up the pass game, you think, here?
Well, you got to try it. You know, obviously the running game isn't working like they had hoped, sometimes the passing game will open up your running game. You know, like in a lot of college football and pros, the running game, they want to get the running game established to open up the passing game, but this might be the opposite for Kimball. They might need to throw a pass or two to loosen up the Gothenburg defense.
And thus far, no Jake Dom out there yet. Hurt his elbow against Morrill, and I believe he's standing down there on the sidelines. Yep, he is with his helmet off, not in there for this play. Third down and long inside the 15. Ferguson drops back, being flushed, steps away from pressure, has a man, and then it's broken up and nearly intercepted. Would have been a first down at the 30, looking for Brady Land, and the pass was tipped by Land and then busted up and nearly picked off. So it's fourth down again for the Longhorns. They'll have to kick it away.
And you could hear some of the Kimball fans in front of us were groaning a little bit, but that was a real good defensive play by the Gothenburg defender. He got there just at the split seconds the ball didn't able to break up that pass.
Maracek back to receive the punt. Ferguson, that one nearly blocked. He had to rise up and catch a high snap. Nearly blocked. Punt will hit in Kimball territory, then take a terrific Longhorn bounce again, go over the 50, and be touchdown at the Gothenburg 41 by Greenwood. So the Swedes will start again with pretty good field position. Their own 49, their own 29, and now their own 41, whereas Kimball has been inside of its own 25 all three times it's touched the football.
Yeah, and that's a nice luxury for the Gothenburg offense to work with a short field, and Kimball needs to come up with some kind of defensive stop here, so hopefully they get the ball back in a decent position.
Swedes 14, Longhorns nothing. 5:29 to play here in the first. Single receiver near side is Cody Ostergaard for the Gothenburg offense. Ball in the shadows on the far hash mark at the Swede 41 as they begin this drive going right to left. Graham under center, I formation, Aiden the fullback. Handoff's going to go to Maracek following Aiden. Kendall Ferguson will swirl him down at the 46-yard line. Picked up 5 yards on the first down carry.
And if you're Kimball defensive coach, you don't want to see your safeties and cornerbacks making the tackles. They want that front line to do some tackling.
Kendall Ferguson, strong young man, benches 205, squats 275, his 40 time at 4.8. Huskerland Prep reports preseason C1 All-State defensive player, and he is lined up on the near side at defensive end in this set. And flags fly. We've got a penalty. It appears to be against the Swedes. It is. False start. First penalty on Gothenburg. Third in the football game. All of them have been false start and illegal procedure.
What had happened, the line came set, and they got down in their set position, and somebody didn't catch it. It looked like the right guard reset, got up and reset again, and can't do that once you're in that set position.
So to go back to right around second down and 10 at the original line of scrimmage, the 41-yard line. Swedes in the same formation, hand it to Logan Sheets this time, has a slice over the right side, Sheets to the 40, Sheets to the 30, Sheets to the 15, Hinton can't catch him, it's a touchdown for the Swedes, but a flag down, or did a Gothenburg player drop something? And it's a penalty on the Swedes. Take it off the board. Illegal motion, Gothenburg. The flag is over at the Gothenburg 35-yard line, and Graham, the quarterback, was walking away. I thought maybe he dropped a little hand towel, a hanky, something down there, because those flags match the Gothenburg pants tonight, that yellow. And they're going to take that touchdown off the board, and that's a big call for Kimball. They've got to find some momentum after that call to rise up defensively.
And that was a call by the referee. He's in the backfield on the offensive side. And like you say, and usually what that means, there might have been two people in motion, or we don't know for sure exactly what happened, but it's procedure calls, costly penalty for Gothenburg. And you're right, Kimball's got to take advantage of this and capitalize on it and come up with another big stop.
So instead of 20-0, it remains 14-0 Gothenburg. huge penalty on the sweeps. But what's got to be more concerning for Kimble is there are holes everywhere on the right side of the field, and the Gothenburg running backs, they're real good at getting into that hole, and they just kind of slash right upfield, and they get there quickly, Bob. And once it's about 10 yards deep into the defense, it's gone time.
Well, and I don't know that – I'm sure Kimble's got a coach up here in the press box somewhere. I don't see any headsets down there, so they may not, but they've got to make that adjustment. They've got to see that what's going on because right now Gothenburg, I think, to be on the safe side, 90% of their plays are going to their right side.
Once again, folks, remember to tune in tonight, Sydney Federal Savings and Loan Scoreboard Show. It's after football, 10 o'clock tonight on 98.7 The Blast and AM 1340. We will have all the scores from around the area tonight. We'll take a look at what's going on in high school volleyball and high school golf as well. There's a cross-country meet tomorrow, I believe, in Alliance, and Sydney is taking that road trip, I should say, up to Alliance. And so we hope to have football coaches from around the area call into the show tonight as well, talk about their games. Some of our local teams tonight in action, Potter Dix at Sedgwick County, Layton hosting Crawford, Sydney is at Lexington, Bridgeport is at Gordon Rushville, Garden County is hosting Creek Valley. So each team has a couple of penalties for 10 total yards, and the last penalty on the Swedes, a huge one, took a touchdown off the board with 4:39 left in the first quarter. Gothenburg 14, Kimble nothing. Swedes have it, second down and very long at the 35. Play action pass, Graham down the middle. His tight end's got it at the Kimble 45. He fumbles the football, and the Longhorns are on top of it. A reception by Ahlensdorf. He coughed it up, and Kimble's got the football. Brady Land in the area. There was two or three red shirts that pounced on top of that football, and a big turnover for the Longhorns.
Yeah, 25-yard pickup on that pass, but a costly fumble for Gothenburg. Good job by Kimble to bounce on that ball.
So the Longhorns with 4:29 left here in the first quarter. Brand new life at their own 40. Best field position they have started with in the first quarter. There's a buzz going through the homecoming crowd now. They want to see some offense from the Longhorns, who will spread a receiver to the far side. That is Jeff Greenwood. Kendall Ferguson will go under center. Double wing formation. That's two tight wings. One running back. That's Zach Morosi. First down and 10 for the Horns, driving left to right. Ferguson opens up with a pass to Greenwood. He'll try the hook and ladder, and it actually takes a yard away. Nice defense by the Gothenburg Swedes as Greenwood caught the pass, pitched it to Land, and he was tackled a yard behind where Greenwood caught it. It'll be a gain of 7. Not a bad idea with the way the offense has been going thus far, Bob, but a good job by the Swede defense to read the play.
Well, it was, and on that time, Lockwood needed to be a little bit wider. He was right behind me, actually pretty close, so the defenders from Gothenburg didn't have to do much when they reacted to that play.
Coach Peterson told me during this week of prep that we might see some trick plays. That was the first one. They'll try a pitch to the near side, and the Swedes are going to swallow this up with more. Great pursuit on the left. Loss of one as Brady Land just can't find any room. They'll actually stretch him out to the line of scrimmage, so no gain, but he was tackled by a whole circle of Swede defenders, and Kimball will have third down and 3.
Good pursuit by Gothenburg, and we've noticed that all game long. They pursue well no matter where they are on the field. They look for that ball, and they head for that location.
So third down and 3 for the Longhorns at their own 47. Four down linemen and 4 backers. Inside blast right up the middle is going to be short. Morosi can't get there. The linebacking core read it perfect. Sheets and Walker, the ones who got there first. It'll be fourth down right near midfield, and Kimble may think about going for this, and now they'll send the punt crew out on the field. Going to play a field position game here from the 49. Gothenburg has had good field position thus far in the game. Maybe Kendall Ferguson can pin him deep. We'll have a timeout. First, Chauncey Peterson going to talk it over. We'll take a break, too. 2:42 left first quarter. It's 14-0 Gothenburg here in Kimble. We'll be right back. And welcome back. Fourth down and short. Kimble going for it. A fullback blast to Morosi, and he pushes his way across the line. First down, Longhorns. They go for it on fourth down, and Zach Morosi needed 1.5, and he got about 2.
And that might be one of those pep talks where Coach Chauncey Peterson said, hey, come on, you guys, suck it up. Let's do something out of there. And that obviously was the best push by the Kimball offensive line in this first half.
All right, so a big play by the Longhorns, and they needed one badly. 2:35 to go, first quarter, Gothenburg 14, Kimball 0. Now on the Gothenburg side of the field at the 48, Longhorns driving left to right in the red and black. Little flare pass to the receiver, Greenwood. Greenwood gets just by Wilson for a moment, but Wilson saved a long gain by tackling him at the ankles. Gain of about six inside the 45, but we've got another marker down. We'll check the penalty. And it's a personal foul on the Swede defense.
Something must have happened on the tackle because there was only one guy over there and didn't see for sure what it was.
Personal foul is officiated. They didn't mention face mask, but like you said, maybe a little push to the head or a step on a body part type of thing, a little frustration at the end of the play. But the Kimball Longhorn offense will take 15 more yards in the right direction. It will be first down and 10 at the 29-yard line. Now back into the sunshine, cascading down from behind us here in the press box. It's out on the far sides of each end of the field. And the Longhorns have it first down and 10 at the 29. Ferguson, they'll fake the flare pass. Kendall rolling left, throws it downfield, caught by Greenwood at the 21-yard line. He's brought down after a 9-yard pickup, and Kimball is moving the football. Tackle on the play by Brandon McMichael.
Well, Kimball took the chance. We've thrown that pass a couple times, and they anticipated that Gothenburg would anticipate that same pass. And basically, the Gothenburg defenders are giving Greenwood quite a lot of room out there, and had they got the pass from right away, I don't think it would have made that much difference, but a nice pickup on the pass and catch by Kimball.
Second down and short from inside the 22-yard line. Double wing formation. Two tight wings. Morosi, the fullback, from deep in Gothenburg territory. Flag goes down. Longhorns will try a run near side as Brady Land twists it down and tackled for a loss by Aiden. We'll check the penalty. It went down right when the snap happened.
They're either going to be a motion or illegal procedure.
We've already had five penalties in the first quarter. Gothenburg leading 14-0, a minute 21 to play before the second period hits, and we'll get our signal. And it is on the Longhorns. So an illegal shift and 15 total yards now in penalties for Kimball. And it was an illegal motion penalty against Gothenburg that took a long touchdown run off the board. So each team has had one of those illegal shifts called on their offensive side.
Well, in the offensive formation that Kimball's in, you know, they got bodies are moving, and what might have happened is when Brady Land or Dalton Lockwood went in motion, somebody else must have moved at the same time.
Second down and six from outside the 25. New formation. They try the I, and Lockwood can't get anywhere behind his fullback. They may put him back to the original line of scrimmage, but a multitude of Swedes in on the stump. Led by Wilson and McMichael. Two more linebackers in that 4-4 sheets. McMichael, Walker, and Aiden. They are everywhere on the football. Under a minute to play. 14-0.
See if Kimball can get another first down here, third and seven. And you can bet Kimball's going to go for it. This is four down territory when you're inside the 30.
Trailing by a couple of touchdowns. Single wing to the near side on third down and long. I formation, Ferguson on play action pass, gets away from the defensive end, almost threw an interception. Aiden had his hands on it near sideline. Ferguson looking for Land at the 25, and Aiden got his left hand on it, and if he had caught that, Bob, it would have been a pick six, no doubt about it.
Yeah, there was nobody between him and their goal line, but a good defensive player. You know, they're taught, knock the ball down first, worry about catching it in second and then, because you don't want that ricochet to go into the back into the offensive hands of the Kimball Longhorns.
Jorge De Leon checks in as the Longhorns facing fourth down and six on their own 26-yard line. Ferguson in the shotgun with Greenwood standing next to him and lining up, it appears, in field goal formation. They will. This would be a 44-yard field goal. Ferguson gets the kick up. It's on the way, and it is going to fall short and wide right. So the Longhorns try the field goal and unable to connect.
Don't know how much the wind had effect, but that drifted off to Ferguson's right side, didn't see where the ball came down, but makes it, if that wind had not been blowing, you know, that would have been close to going through the goalpost.
The Swedes will take over on the Longhorn 20 on the missed field goal with 23.7 to play here in the first quarter. Gothenburg on the road with a good start, leading 14-0. Driving right to left with the sun to their back. Graham, toss sweep right side, Maracek looking to pick his way, gets a block, gets a first down out to the 35-yard line and forced out of bounds. Jeff Greenwood spun him wide along with the freshman Reeder, but a first down carry for the Gothenburg offense.
And that gives Maracek 87 yards on three carries, 12-yard pickup on the last carry. Third first down for Gothenburg here in the first quarter.
Boy, they have a dangerous offensive arsenal in that backfield. 17.3 to play in the first quarter. Could be the final play of the quarter. First down and 10 for the Swedes. They'll fake the sweep. Right, flags fly, and the play is blown dead.
And that was immediate. So that's going to be illegal procedure.
Early movement is the call.
Illegal procedure signaled on the
Swedes. 30 yards in the first quarter in penalties on the Swedes. I've got 45 total yards in penalties, Bob. Neither coach is going to be happy with that.
No, not especially in the first quarter. That might be a statistic you would want for the end of the game, but already in the first quarter, a lot of flags. And I mean, and it's not even just a twitch. It's when we can see it move up here, you know, it's pretty obvious.
Swedes will come over the football, spotted on the far side of the field over the hash mark. 15.6 to play in the quarter. First down and 15. Aiden right up the middle. He's got a nice solid gain of close to 10 yards out to the 35-yard line of the Longhorns, and that will be the final play of the first quarter. Alan Munyo making the tackle for Kimball. The end of the first quarter, Gothenburg 14, Kimball nothing. This is Friday Night Football. Under the lights on KSID Radio. We'll be back.